Welcome to the Lions Den University Report. This program brings you a behind-the-scenes look at the spiritual life on today's university and college campuses. Now here's your host, Glenn Bailey.
On this edition of the Lions Den University Report, it's our privilege to be at Villanova University near Philadelphia in Villanova, Pennsylvania, and in the Business College with a professor here, Professor Q Chung, a Korean Christian man who is part of the faculty here, and we're happy to have him as our guest for this broadcast. And Q, welcome to the broadcast today.
Thank you. I'm so glad.
And you are a veteran here at Villanova. How long have you served as a professor here now?
Well, I came to Villanova in 1998, so I'm finishing up my 17th year.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yes.
Great. So you know your way around.
Yes.
And originally you grew up in Korea and became a Christian while you were in Korea. Is that correct?
Yes. I was born and raised in Korea. I was born in Seoul, Korea. Was several years after the Korean War ended. Actually, it didn't end. It's still in,
sure,
in
right.
an inactive war state. So I was born in 1959, and I grew up in Seoul. I began going to a Sunday school every Sunday with my friends, the local church in Seoul. And I decided to be baptized when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. I was not baptized as an infant. So I wanted to be a confessing Christian.
Right.
And then, and so I went to college and I worked for a company and I got married and had our first child when we decided to come to America.
Oh, okay. Right.
So the three of us came to America for a graduate degree. And that's when my faith became a lot more serious than when I was in Korea.
Mm-hmm. I see.
I was mid-20s when we came to America.
Right. Okay. And so you feel your commitment to Christ at least was solidified or increased at that point? Was it a result of all those experiences of changing countries and jobs and education and all of that? Or?
I believe that's a big part of my reason for the, I guess, search. And I remember the feeling that I could not rely on anything else, unlike when I was in home in Korea. So I was away from home, and I had my wife and Christine, my child, and it was becoming clear that I couldn't do it by myself. And on top of that, I think I was pretty thirsty and hungry spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
And I think America has something unique, something at least different than the environment that I grew up in. For example, you know, I found that people, everyday people around me were ashamed of telling lies, which I didn't find that common in Korea.
I see.
You know, mm-hmm. So can I tell a story?
Sure, go right ahead.
Yeah, so
be happy.
One day I got a parking ticket, and then I went downtown to DMV to not pay, mm-hmm. but to just get out of it.
Right.
So it was $5 in 1986.
Okay.
And I just lied. Mm-hmm. I moved a car, that was my lie, and I couldn't find a spot, so I just put it back where it was. And the lady there kind of smiled, and then, you know, forgive the ticket, but that's, again, that's not allowed.
Right.
And then I went back to my class and then told my friends what happened. And they said, I can't believe you lied for $5.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was very different from, you know, what I expected from my friends in Korea. Wow, good job.
it could have been the
response.
Sure.
So I was, for the first time, ashamed of lying, you know, like after bragging about it.
Right.
So I became more serious about what the Bible taught until then, and then the life I was living. And I finally discovered that I was living in two different spheres. One, my, say, Christian life, you know, around my church and the Bible, and my everyday life that didn't resemble.
Yeah.
And a big help came when I attended a conference called CoSTAR. It's this Korean student, it's like, you know, a student revival meeting for graduate students in America.
Okay.
So it was an eye-opening experience because there were a lot of people who were going through what I was going through. And,
right.
And then the thought leaders there and then the faithful people kind of helped shape my, reshape my faith.
Okay, and came to the understanding we all sin, but that we should not want to continue in sin, but that's why Christ died for us, so
that's
that we
right.
can be forgiven.
You know, I read the Bible quite, you know, intensely. I read the Bible many times, but it did not affect my life until I had that encounter with God. This, I'm talking about your life, not about your Bible reading or your church attendance, but I'm talking about your life.
Right.
And that was a brand new day.
Tremendous.
Yes.
And the Christian life is 24/7. I mean,
that's right.
God isn't, you know, over there someplace part of the time and with us the other part. He's he's everywhere and with us at all times. And we're to honor him. And someone has said, and we've mentioned it a number of times on our program, if Christ is Lord at all, he is Lord of all.
That's so, yes.
Right, of all. And so you came to that understanding in your personal life, and it made a big difference.
It did, yes. So I began thinking and not just accepting, but, you know, telling others that I am actually nothing away from my Lord. And I began searching for the meaning and the ways to live a life of a servant, just acknowledging that I am not the boss. I am a servant, and my Lord is Jesus.
Amen. Amen. So here you are now, a professor at a university, Villanova University, and as a Christian and follower of Jesus Christ, and he's here with you in your office here and in your classes and whatever else activities with the university. How do you relate that? How do you share your faith? Do you have opportunities to talk maybe with individuals about this personal relationship with Christ?
Being a college professor is a blessing in many ways, but the number one that I count is I am in close touch with the future main actors of the society. And, you know, not everybody goes to college.
Right.
And so these people, these young people, college students are, in a way, very privileged. And they will do something important as leaders, as contributors to the society in the future. So I believe college campuses are, in a way, more active mission field than faraway, remote places that we send our missionaries to.
Right.
So I've been fortunate to be able to talk to them from the biblical perspective. When students, when they come usually to my office, they have problems, starting with like academic problems, like not doing well in class, or they don't know which course to take next semester, and so on.
Right.
So as an academic advisor, I sit down with them, and then once the immediate concerns are all hashed out and plans are set, then we talk about career easily. You know? Okay, what about your major? What do you think you'll be doing with that major? And then we talk about more than 5 years into the future, but 10, about life. And that's usually a very good segue to talk about far into the future.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I could share with them about my faith, and share my not only my faith, but how their problems could be viewed from a different angle, from the view of the Bible. And
right.
And we end up, you know, usually this is a one-on-one student coming
right,
as
sure.
an individual. And so we end up praying. And
right, and you said that you were telling me earlier you pray very often. It's not just an occasional time.
Oh, no, it happens quite often. And they don't mind, first of all. They don't mind if I ask, do you mind if I pray with you, pray for you? And pray for me? Oh, that'll be great. Usually that's what they say. And then, you know what? I think I'm going to read a Bible passage for you. And then what comes to the passage that comes to my mind, I just go to it. And then I read the Bible to him or her and see, this is what I think. Maybe that's why you are here today. Maybe you wanted to hear this passage from the Bible. And then we pray. A lot of Villanova students are Catholics, but you know, I'm not, say, discriminating.
Right.
I just want to share my faith with them. And we end up crying because I feel the hurt in his or her current situation, and they, out of gratitude, they also cry. And so probably my office is a very tear-prone place.
Is that right? Okay.
Yes.
In a very good sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen. Well, that's great to hear. It's been a pleasure to speak with you today. My guest is Dr. Q Chung, here in the business school at Villanova University in Villanova, Pennsylvania, just a little ways down the road from Philadelphia. And he's a follower of Jesus Christ. And he says his office is a place of prayer and also tears, and in a good sense. Well, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks.
You have been listening to the Lion's Den University Report. If you would like more information about the Christian life or would like to contact the Lion's Den or one of the guests, please write us at The Lion's Den, Post Office Box 226, Mifflinburg, Pennsylvania, 17844, or email ltcldur@yahoo.com.